بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحسن إذا شئت سهلا. We continue where we stopped at last time. We're talking about zakat in النقدين, in the silver and gold. And we stopped at the zakat in حلي. يقول رحمة الله عليه ولا زكاة في الحلي المباح المعد الاستعمال والعارية. He said ولا زكاة, there is no zakat on permissible jewelry that is prepared for personal use or lending. So the opinion of the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi is what? If a woman has huli, what is huli? Jewelry. And also a man has jewelry. صح? المعد الاستعمال, which is, he put a condition here, which is prepared for personal use. So what does that mean? It means if you have silver rings, but they're not for your personal use, or woman has jewelry that is same, those jewelry, I'm going to keep them in case the price increases as an investment. Or my husband gave me dowry, 10,000 Australian dollars. But I don't want to keep cash. Cash keeps playing up, I'd rather keep gold. She went to buy jewelry, necklaces and rings and everything. She said, I keep them. This is, they're not for me. I'm not intending to wear them. But I keep them as gold, better than cash, because cash plays up a lot. So here, the Shaykh is saying, this is, you need to pay zakat. وَالْعَارِيَّةِ for personal use or lending. Now, if you prepared it for you, yani you bought this gold and you intend that you're going to use it for decorating herself, or you have some like very expensive silver rings, we'll talk about golden rings in a minute for men. Of course it's haram for a man, of course it is haram for a man to wear golden rings. But if you have silver rings, let's say they are expensive, or they continue an nisab. What does it mean? How many grams is the nisab of silver, we said?
595.
Yes. Let's just say you have 550 and you have a silver ring that weighs 50 gram. Just an example. Or two rings that weigh 50 gram. Then that will continue the nisab for you. صح? Then there is zakat on it. So, if these two rings of silver that you have, according to the imam, if you bought them so you can wear them, and for zina, then there is no zakat on the silver you have whatsoever. Even on the 545 grams, because they're less than the nisab, and those two rings are for you for decoration. Sah. But if they are for you as an investment or for keeping, then there is zakat on them. But if you keep them for ariya, yani you say, look, I've got these rings, I wear one and I've got few. Just in case my brother want to borrow my son. And that happened more in the case of women. Like women has jewelry, but she buys a lot. She doesn't wear them, all of them, obviously. But what she does, she says, I'll keep them. My daughters, they wear them when we, you know, they wear them. Then I lend it to my daughters when they have a women wedding or whatever. They wear those golds. صح? So here they are for عارية, for lending. The author, rahmatullahi alayhi, said there is no zakat on it. So we understand that there is an opinion said There is no zakat on huli whatsoever. Huli is jewelry. There is on another opinion says, yes, there is on the huli, regardless whether you prepare them for wearing or not. And there is an opinion which is of Ibn Qudama rahmatullahi alayhi, where he distinguished between the jewelry that you intending to wear and not intending to wear. You see? Let's discuss this opinion and talk about it. Now, because respected brothers and sisters, there is another opinion within the madhab of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Another opinion within the madhab, and it is a narration from Imam Ahmad, and it is the madhab of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. So it is the opinion of who? Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. And another opinion, another narration, riwayah of Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi, which says that there is zakat on jewelry, absolutely. يعني whether you prepared it for wearing or not. Now, before we go into that, what are the proofs for that opinion, for this opinion? The first dalil for the opinion of Ibn Qudama rahmatullah alayh, that there is a hadith narrated by Dharqutni, laysa fil huliyyi zakat. There is no zakat in jewelry. This hadith, يعني Dharqutni himself narrated it, and he weakened the hadith and said it is weak. The second, the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Bukhari, oh women, when he said to them on the day of Eid, when he lectured them, he said, oh women, pay sadaqah even if it is from your huli. So what does it mean? It means there's no zakat. Yani pay sadaqah, a charitable payment, not an obligation payment, even if it is from your huli. Sah? That means it suggests that there is no zakat in the huli that you use for using. That's why he said, even if it is from a pay sadaqah. So the basic principle, you don't pay from it. And also they said it is the opinion of Anas radiallahu anhu, Jabir ibn Abdullah, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Aisha and Asma. These are five companions who believe there is no zakat on the huli. And also, they say that anything as an analogical deduction that is put for your own personal use under the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, لَيْسَ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ فِي عَبْدِهِ وَلَا فَرَسِهِ صَدَقَ. The hadith in Bukhari. He said, there is no on the Muslim obligation to pay obligatory charity on his slave or on his horse, own horse, sadaqah. So how did they look at this hadith? They say, anything that is for personal use, that's why if you buy a house and you live in it, even if it is worth $5 million, there's no zakat on it. Because it is for your what? Your personal use. Even if you have a $500,000 car, there's no zakat on it. Why? Because it is your personal use. So here, he said, rahmatullahi alayh, using this hadith, that the jewelry are your own personal use, that's why there is no zakat. Also, they said, since it is not for increase, meaning the wealth is not going to increase. Yeah, when you have $10,000 sitting in the bank, even if you're not earning interest, you're still liable to pay zakat on it. Why? Because that money can be invested and grow, but jewelry cannot be invested in something you wear. You see how they looked at it? And lastly, this is the opinion of one of the two opinions of Imam Ahmad and Malik al-Shafi'i. So these two great scholars, you add on them an opinion of Imam Ahmad.
This is why, ya ikhwah, I'm going into details because that people ask about it a lot. The second opinion says, which is as we said, this is another narration from Imam Ahmad and Abu Hanifa, that yes, there is. But what is the dalil? They use the dalil, some ahadith from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The first hadith where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, as I mentioned the hadith to you, there is no man who owns gold and silver and he doesn't pay their zakat except Allah will heat plates yani in Jahannam for him, which it burns his sides, his flanks, his forehead, and so the hadith. So the hadith here generalizes gold and silver. And since it generalizes gold and silver, and your jewelry is gold and silver, then you need to pay on the gold and silver. You see how they looked at it? Right? The second hadith, which is, I believe, that also breaks the argument, the hadith of, that is narrated from Amr ibn Shu'ayb, an abihi, an jaddihi, hadith in Imam Ahmad, Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar, rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, its sanad is strong. Right? And Ibn al-Qattan, he said about it is authentic, so it is, Lara ulama made it, said it's authentic. The woman came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she has a little daughter with her. And in her hand there is maskatani ghalidatani min dhahab. In her hand she has two thick bangles from gold. So obviously they reached the mirsab. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَتُؤَدِّينَ زَكَاتَهَا that you pay zakat of this. قَالَتْ لَا she said, no I don't. قَالَ أَيَسُرُّكِ أَنْ يُسَوِّرَكِ اللَّهُ بِهِمَا سِوَارَيْنِ مِنْ نَارِ فَخَلَعَتْهُمَا وَأَلْقَتْهُمَا إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Here he said, do you, would it satisfy you that Allah will encircle your hands with two bangles of fire on the day of judgment? She said no, and she took them out of her hands, the hands of her daughter, and she threw them and gave them to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, this hadith, of course, it is accepted amongst the ulama because imams like Imam Ahmad and Bukhari and Yahya ibn Ma'in, a great scholars, they use it as a proof for their argument. Like, also, it is backed up by another couple of ahadith, which is the first hadith, hadith Aisha radiallahu anha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is narrated by Abu Dawood in the chapter of Zakat, and some ulama of hadith like Ibn Daqiq al-Eid and others, they accepted this hadith. Hadith Aisha radiallahu anha, which is in it, she entered on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered, and he saw in her hand fatakhat min warq, yani her hand like silver jewelry in her hand. He said, what's this, O Aisha? She said, I made them, I got it made especially so I can look good for you, O Messenger of Allah. He said, do you pay zakat for this? She said, no. Or she said, MashaAllah, yani if Allah wills. Qala hasbuki fi nar. They said, this will suffice you from the fire. Yani he asked her, would you pay zakat on that? Also hadith of Musalima radiallahu anha, some scholars also narrated in Abu Dawood, and a lot of scholars, yani they said it is accepted according to the condition of the Bukhari. The Hakim said that, and the Dhahabi agreed with him. Salama radiallahu anha, she said, kuntu albasu awdahan min dhahab, faqultu ya Rasulullah, يا رسول الله أكنزه فقال ما بلغ أن تؤدي زكاته فزكي فليس بكنز. She said she had some jewelry made out of gold, and she said, O Messenger of Allah, this is kanz. What is kanz? Kanz is any gold or silver or money that you do not pay zakat for. It's called kanz. I know in Lebanese and or in Arabic, what do we translate it as? Treasure. But in the Islamic definition, kanz is any wealth that you do not pay zakat on. He said, is it kanz? He said, whatever you pay the zakat for, anything that reaches the nisab, and you pay the zakat for it, then it is not كنز. It is not كنز. So these are أدلة. What? Strong أدلة that rejects the ones who use analogical deduction.
Here, as for the hadith, ليس في الحلي زكاة,
I mentioned, يعني the أدلة of the other party, other opinion, we say this hadith is ضعيف and you can't use it as a proof. As for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to the women, pay zakat the even if it is from your huli, and he said it's not clear in the dalil that he's saying there is no zakat in your huli. It's not clear in the dalil that there is no zakat on it. Now, as for the opinion of the companions, we say the opinions of the companions is respected, but the issue is we have a clear hadith that orders the woman to pay zakat. So it is considered as what? Nas. What does it mean, nas? A clear text. Since there is a clear text, no one has an opinion after the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As for them to use the qiyas, that it is for personal use, we say even if it is for personal use, even if it is for personal use, you still, gold and silver, you still have to pay zakat because there is no qiyas if there is anas. That's it. Simple argument to finish this matter. So we understand from this, all of it, that there is zakat in the huli, absolutely. Now how do we pay the zakat on the huli? How do we? What about, now as I promised you about, if you have golden rings, and golden necklace, and golden bracelet, golden ring for men, golden necklaces for men, golden bracelets for men, of course you can imagine a man wearing in his neck golden necklace. Looks like a woman. Now, this is the issue. You have some jewelry that is mixed with silver. You have jewelry like, for example, before I go there, the gold, that's what I was talking about. The gold, even if it is for men, even if the man wears it, which is haram, he still have to pay zakat for it. He still have to pay zakat for it. Yeah, even let's just say you got a gift from in the non-religious family, but you have and they bought you a golden ring. It is haram, it is allowed to keep it, but not to wear it. The haram is to wear it, but keeping it in your house as an investment, you're allowed to. Okay? Now there is zakat on it. So there is zakat on it and you need to pay zakat on it. Let's just say a person who's disobedient and he wears it. But he still have to pay zakat on it because considered as gold and silver, and that does not take away the prohibition from it. Now we move to another type of gold, which is jewelry. If it is gold that has diamond in it, women, golden ring with diamond in it. We say the diamond that is no zakat, but estimate the weight of the gold that is in it. Same thing, a necklace that has some pearls in it. We say estimate the gold in it and pay zakat on it. Just estimate. You can normally get a rough estimate and use the taqwa as much as you can. Now, we read here, he mentioned something. If a platinum, which is they call it the white gold. The white gold, platinum. We say platinum or white gold or whatever you want to call it, we say there is zakat if it is classified as gold. And the gold in the Sharia is what? The yellow gold. This is the gold in the Sharia. Platinum is a platinum. You call it white gold, you call it whatever gold. It is not the silver gold that is zakat on. It's something else, a different metal altogether. So we say gold as precious material. Like for example, oil called the black gold. Cotton, some used to call it the white gold because it was traded often a lot and it worth a lot of money, the cotton. صح. So remember that even if it is called gold, in reality it is not gold according to the definition of the Sharia. صح. Whatever is gold according to the definition of the Sharia, that is the gold that is accepted as something with value. And that's why the whole world and the trading world does not take the platinum as the ear. That's why they mark as real gold. There's spot silver, there's spot gold, but there's no spot white gold or platinum. Talking about the process of it is yellow gold, there is chemicals added to it to give it a different color. Now that attracts zakat. Because in its essence is what? It's gold. صح? In its essence, it is gold. But because they add material to it to change its color and give it a different shine and different color, that attracts the zakat. Understand? Very simple to recognize this. Now, also, what we need to understand that if the woman has gold, always when you buy the gold, estimate that bracelet, that necklace, how much gold in it, and put it aside, write it down. And also what you do is, if you have the jewelry, like many women, just weigh once and keep a record of the weight. Now, let's just say you have 200 grams. On 200 grams, how much zakat there is? Yani how many grams? 5 grams. Now the sister says, I have to pay 5 grams, so I'm going to cut a little bit of my necklace or my little bit of my bangles. Of course that is not logical. And you told us, Ya Abad, that the zakat of gold has to be from gold and the zakat of silver has to be silver. Why do I pay the zakat? You say you pay the zakat is what? Yeah, you see the 5 grams, if your gold majority of it, if it is 21 or it is 18, you go to the jeweler, you say, 18 karat gold, how much is the gram? He says, do you have what you want to buy? You say, I want to buy. Yeah, because when he buys cheap. Zakat comes cheap when you know. You go with the price of his selling price. صح? Now, you get that price, which is, let's say $50 per gram, times 5, $250, you take out $250 and you pay it in zakat. This is how it works. It's not hard, it's not rocket science, it's not tayyib. Abdullah married to Khadija. Abdullah has gold himself, 40 gram, a ring his grandfather gave him. Khadija has, mashallah, a lot of gold. What happens here? We say Khadija pays zakat for her gold and Abdullah pays zakat for his gold. We do not mix the two. Because that is owned by you and the other ones are owned by her. Like, let's just say you have a ring, 30 grams, and your wife, you poor people, she has a ring, 50 grand. That's it. It's all you have got. So, you and Khadija, you and your wife Khadija, you pull them together, it's 85 grand, and then you have to pay the zakat. We say, no, you don't do that. Because that is possession by you, and the other is possessed by her. Now, another point that I want to talk to you about in regard of that. Combining gold and silver to complete the nisab. Combining gold and silver to complete the nisab. Because in the Hanbali madhab, in matan, a book called Zadul Mustaqni', which is Sheikh al-Uthaymeen and many other ulama commented on it. This book, in it, he said, Rahmatullahi alayhi, the author of, not the Sheikh al-Uthaymeen, the author of the book, he said, وَيُضَمُّ الذَّهَبُ إِلَى الْفِضَّةِ فِي تَكْمِيلَ النِّسَاءِ. What does it mean? And you combine the gold with the silver to complete the nisab. Now, There are two opinions in this. One opinion, what does it mean? يعني you combine the gold and silver. Meaning, how it works. Let's just say you have 80 grams of gold. How many grams? What is the nisab of gold? 85. You have enough silver, the value of it equal to 5 grams and more. Let's just say 7 grams of gold. Do you combine them and pay zakat on it or not? You see how it is? How it is looked at? The first opinion is allowed. The second opinion says it is not allowed. You should not combine them. Each one of them is a different commodity. يعني, I don't want to go into too much differences of opinion, but the correct opinion, wallahu alam, that you do not combine gold and silver. Why? Because there are two different ajnas, two different kinds of commodities. If you were to say, and listen, if you were to say you combine gold and silver, what would happen then? If they are, you made them from one jins, and to make them from one jins, then swapping gold with silver becomes what? Riba. You see, while swapping gold and silver with silver, it's not riba if it is done hand with hand. You understand? So there are two different things. There are two different things. But what about if you have riyals and dollars? If you were to combine the riyal, let's say American dollars and Australian dollars. If you were to combine the American dollars and the Australian dollars, you will have a nisab. But if you to keep them like this, you will not have a nisab. Again, you know, ya akhwa, gold and silver, we say they're two different commodities. That's why you should not combine them. It's exactly like saying, it's exactly like combining sheep and cows. صح? As we studied, we said you don't combine them. صح? But even if you have, let's say you have one cow and enough sheep, how much do you sell for sheep? 40. You have 35. And the value of 35 will have, if you sell it, will have enough to buy cows, which reaches the nisab for cows. What do you do? Do you do the, do you combine them? We said no. Same thing here, two different commodities, gold and silver. Here the Shaykh gave an example to Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi. Shabab, stay awake. He said, if a man has third nisab from gold and half nisab from silver, and the value of the third nisab from gold equal to half nisab from silver. You understand it? A person has owes a third of nisab of gold and half nisab of silver, third of nisab of gold, like how many? The third of 85. 30, about 27, 28 grams. صح? طيب. And half of silver, which is 297 grams. So here, if he was to sell the gold, he'll have enough to make a full nisab of silver. He said, as for the opinion that يُضَمُّ الْأَجْزَاءِ, the different proportions, different parts to be come together, they say, because he has, listen to the opinion, he said, because he has the third of nisab and half of nisab, then how much he has? If you count them by number, by proportions, you do not have the full nisab. You do not have the full nisab. So what does it mean? يعني you have one six missing, صح? You with me? Okay. You have half and a third. How much you have? How much for it to complete? Don't look at it value. Look half and a third. 20%. Maths. One. One, 3 plus 1, what do you call it? 1 over 3 or what? 1 over 3 and 1 over 2. 1 over 3 plus 1 over 2 equal 5 over 6, which is you need what? 1 over 6 to make it? 6 out of 6, which is 1. Right? You're with me or not? So they look at it from a mathematical number and they said there is no zakat on it. Right? Again, you have two-thirds, you have one-third, and half. Half is silver, one-third is gold. So half and one-third is what? 5/6. So you need 1/6. So that means your nisab is not complete. So you have to have full nisab. So they said there is no zakat. This is in the opinion that you can combine them. Some of them, as I said to you, they said, forget it, you can't even combine them. You with me? The second opinion says no by value. And that's why they said, you combine the gold to silver and this way the nisab is complete. Why? Because, let's just say, the third of gold equal to 100 dirham. And he already has 200 dirham, which is more than 200, he's already 300. Value, just take it as value. The two third, the half of silver equal, the third of gold equal? You with me? The third of gold equal to enough value of silver. 595, صح? Then it's 595. If he were to sell the gold, he will get enough to make it 595 silver. They said, khalas, there is zakat. Simple. Khalas. This is the opinion. The correct opinion, Allahu A'lam, there is no, you don't combine because they are all different commodities and everything. You wait for it to reach the threshold. Our dalil is Prophet ﷺ specifically made silver 595 and he specifically made gold 85. Otherwise, he would say, value them and make them one. And that's why you don't combine. There's nothing in the zakat you combine except in trading, buying and selling, urud tijara, which is we're going to talk about, which is the tijara, the buying and selling. So if you're a jeweler, shabab, if you're a jeweler, you have gold and silver and everything. But 90% of what you have is gold, is silver. Some jewelers, they only sell silver. And what they have from gold doesn't even reach 50 grand, 60 grand. Just the rings for 5 grand rings for little girls' gold. That's all they have, a little bit. We say this is to be made zakat on because it is urud al-tijara. Same thing also with the money exchange. Let's just say if there is a money exchange that uses gold and silver. So we say you combine everything together. Let's just say we live at the time of the Prophet ﷺ where there is an exchange. He exchanged gold and silver for you. So we say this person has to combine the gold and silver because it is under what? Urud at-tijara. Urud at-tijara. Remember in trading, in buying and selling and trading, even horses has what? Zakat. Which is we said before, there's no zakat. Your car, the cars that you own, which might mark for sale, what? Here is zakat on it. Is that clear? So, towards the end we have, how many opinions? Three. One it says, you don't combine. The second opinion says, you combine. The second opinion split to two. Some said by proportion, by number, and some said by value. We said, inshallah, Allahu A'lam, the first opinion is the correct opinion. Just the adilla for the opinion that we adopted, you do not combine, because of the dalil, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ فِي مَا دُونَ خَمْسِ أَوَاقٍ صَدَقَةٍ. There is no sadaqah in less than 5 awaq. And that includes gold. If you don't have 5 awab, which is reaches to 85 grams, there is no zakat. So here the Prophet ﷺ, he said, no, less than 5. So if you have something from silver to complete it, he would have directed us. Again, 5 awab from gold equal to 85 grams. Prophet ﷺ said, nothing under 5 awab, you don't have to pay zakat. Tayyip, he did not say, if you have a little bit less, combine it with silver. He said, less than 5 awab, there is no, nothing. Also, in Dananir, he said, إِذَا كَانَ لَكَ عَشْرُونَ دِنَارًا. He said, في Dananir, if you have 20 dinar, صح? Dinar is silver or gold? And dirham? Silver. So here he said, 20 dinar, there is, you do not have to pay zakat if you have less than 20 dinar. 20 dinar equal to 85 grams of gold. The first hadith, awaq, it's talking about, the khams awaq, it's talking about silver. He did not, if you have less than 5 awaq, which is equal to 495 grams of silver, he did not say, if you're a little bit short, you complete it with gold. He said, khalas. If you don't have, you don't have. Also, as from an analogical deduction, in the qiyas. What does the qiyas say? Say that you do not combine sha'ir with bur. You do not combine barley with wheat. You do not combine dates with raisins. All different commodities. So why now you're going to combine gold with silver? Is that clear? We finished the last point for today. As next week we speak about ruling on zakat of debt. He said, rahmatullahi alayhi, وَيُبَاحُ لِلنِّسَاءِ مَا جَرَتْ بِهِ الْعَادَةُ مَا جَرَتْ الْعَادَةُ بِلِبْسِهِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِلْطَةِ. He said, all kinds of gold and silver that are customly worn by women are permissible for them. Right? And this is with the ijma'. Listen to what the Shaykh said. The Shaykh, subhanAllah, those great ulama like Ibn Qudama. Look how Ibn Qudama, the foresight, he said, it is allowed for women to wear gold and silver, what usually the women wear. What does it mean? I mean, usually the women do not wear, and here which women are you talking about? The Muslim women. It is not from her dress, even if it is gold. What does it mean? يعني, when Khadija, Safiya, Aisha goes to the guy who does piecing to do for her piecing in her belly button or her navel button from gold and silver, she says, but it's halal, Sheikh. It's not halal because this is not from the custom of Muslim women. This is the custom of the belly dancer. This is the custom of, they go on the V channel and the MTV and all these TV. It is not the custom of the Muslim woman to wear this stuff. And this is imitating the kuffar and imitating the shaitan and imitating the evil women. صح? So that's why he said, مَا جَرَتْ بِهِ الْعَادَةِ. Pay attention. As if he knows that what's going to happen now. So subhanAllah. طيب, يعني a brother or a sister wants to put an earring in her eyebrow. Or 6 of them in her ear. 1, 2, 3 punctures, like 60 on her nose. On the lower chin. And on her tongue. We say this is not what جَرَتْ بِهِ الْعَادَةِ. This is not the dress of a Muslim woman. Also he said, وَيُبَاحُ لِلرِّجَالِ مِنَ الْفِضَّةِ الْخَاتَمِ وَحُلْيَةُ السَّيْفِ وَالْمِنْتَقَةُ الْحِزَامِ وَنَحْوُهَا. And the permissible silver items for men are rings, ornamentation of swords, belts, and so on. So for men, it is silver ring. Of course, the Prophet ﷺ used to wear silver for a ring in his pinky. طيب, he used to wear one with the khatam on it, that Muhammad Rasulullah. So to wear here as zina, it's allowed for men according to some opinion of the ulama. I would not like to go into it in too much depth, but for you to know. Now, and حليه السيف. يعني if you have a sword that is a little bit decorated with silver and that is allowed. And the place of the belt. The place of the belt here, the place where you wear the belt, if it has a silver buckles and stuff, it is allowed for men. And he said, Rahmatullahi alayhi, فَأَمَّا الْمُعَدُّ لِلْكِرَاءِ وَالْإِدِّخَارِ وَالْمُحَرَّمُ فَفِيهِ الزَّكَاةِ. He said, there is zakat on what gold and silver is prepared for renting and savings, as well as on the prohibited kinds. See, so we explained this already and we spoke about it already. So anything gold or silver, he said, you are whatever that is for you to lend and rent out, and whatever is you keep it to save it, and even jewelry which is haram that you keep and save, all of it you have to pay zakat on it. Why he gave that exception? Why did he put this exception for these three? Because he said that the huli, you don't pay zakat on it. He told you, except these three, you pay zakat on it. We are on the opinion of what? It doesn't matter. And that's why this exception doesn't concern us. What did the Imam say, rahmatullahi alayhi? He said, the huli, there is no zakat on it, except what? What did he say in the beginning? What did he say? There is no zakat for huli, for personal use and lending. طيب, for personal use and lending. And then he told you there is an exception here. If you have those jewelry, for what? For saving, for you to lend it to people, and even to take, to lend it and rent them. You say, okay, I rent you these golden necklaces and that for such a money. طيب. And even if it is, if you have some like men golden rings, he said there is zakat in it. You see? So we say this exception doesn't concern us. Why? Because we said all the jewelry, regardless whether it is for saving or for wearing or for adornment and decoration, all of it, there is zakat in it. Clear? And the issue of haram, we spoke about that, yani haram. Also, under the haram, it's good to mention that what about if you have an eagle made out of gold? Small doesn't have to be big. We'll rob you if you want. No, not that. No, but a small. Yeah, let's just say you have an eagle, or you have a little cat made out of gold, or an animal made out of gold or silver, which is over the threshold. Is this a cat on it? Even though it is haram, صح? To make statue out of gold, or to make statue to begin with, even though it's haram to make statue to begin with, you still have to pay zakat on it. صح. You have a guitar made out of gold, like this. Or you have, in your days of Jahiliyyah, the Academy Award. You know, when you used to be a singer, they gave you an Academy Award, with a man standing like this, made out of gold, you still have to pay zakat on that. طيب, haram upon haram, but you still pay zakat on it. طيب جزاكم الله خير. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, نشهد ان لا اله الا انت, نستغفرك ونتوب اليك.